Well, Bob White quail are referred to as an early successional species, but what does that actually mean in the context of a longleaf pine ecosystem? Well, according to a blog article by Arlo Kane, regional coordinator with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, succession is an ecological progression from a community with only a few species of plants and animals to an increasingly more complex system ending in a climax stage. The longleaf pine forest represents the climax stage, but one maintained by disturbance, and fire is generally that disturbance, or in the absence of fire, something else will replace the longleaf forest. And historically, the longleaf wiregrass ecosystem was more of a savanna maintained by frequent fire. Fire created the open pine savanna, allowing grassland birds to thrive. However, bobwhite quail are somewhat unique in that they spend most of their time on the ground, where they forage for seeds, greens, and insects, and fly only short distances, and then only when necessary. So when you think about managing lands for bobwhite quail, it's not always about planting longleaf. It's more about managing existing longleaf pine forest, rangelands, and ag lands. And that's where USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service comes in with their Working Lands for Wildlife Northern Bobwhite Project to help landowners who want to create or manage existing habitat for bobwhite quail. To learn more, simply contact your local NRCS office or the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.